When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Janie needs to know if there's some bad juju going on. Hey, guys, this might sound completely bonkers. But I seriously don't have any other explanation for what's been happening the last month.
Mm.
So I love going antiquing. It's something I did with my grandma since I was really little. I love finding old things and hearing the stories behind them. Well, about a month ago, I found this old locket that had the picture of a beautiful woman in it from what looks like the 1920s. And I just thought it was so cool, so I bought it.
Okay.
2 days later, I was wearing it. Something really odd happened that day. I set my car keys on the kitchen counter when I got home, as I always do. But when I came back into the kitchen after changing my clothes, the keys were on the table.
Hmm.
I live alone. So the next time I wore it, about a week later, I was sitting in the kitchen, noticed the clock on the wall had stopped. So I get up, I was going to check the battery in it. It fell off the wall and shattered.
Okay.
I wasn't anywhere near it when it did that.
Hmm.
The third time I wore it, I tripped down the stairs and broke my foot. Oh. I've only noticed these strange or bad things happening when I've worn this locket. Is it possible for things to be haunted or to carry a curse? Nothing like this ever happened before I bought that necklace. So should I get rid of it? I'm really starting to get freaked that I brought something into the house.
Okay, so on the crazy to hot scale, how hot is this 1920s woman that you had in your locket?
That has nothing to do with any of this. That's nothing.
On the hot, crazy axis,
no.
Where does that plot point fall? Because
does it matter? I thought you were going to say that about Janie.
No. And did she take the photo out of the locket, or is she wearing
it? No, I think she's wearing it with the
with
photo
the locket?
In it.
That's weird.
Because she's beautiful, and she thought it was cool. So
she's just going to wear some stranger around her neck like that?
Yes.
Janie, sorry, I don't mean to, like, be... get rid of the locket. Whatever. You thought it was pretty, or take the picture out first and, you know, maybe do a ceremonial burning of the photo and say, to ashes with which you came, and
phew. Wow. Is that a standard, like, was it a spell?
Nah, I just made it up.
Okay. Laura Ann said, yes, objects do have the possibility of having some sort of an entity attached to it. There are ways to bind the object and remove from your home to dispose. I honestly would start by wrapping it in something, tying any kind of string around it, and place it somewhere outside of your home. Say some sort of a prayer, chant, whatever your faith is, while wrapping it. It honestly is all going to depend on your beliefs and the route you go. Bottom line, get rid of that thing ASAP, never wear it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, start by taking the photo out of the locket. But Elizabeth rolls in on text and says, get the salt, the sage, everything. Objects can carry spirits, but I don't think it's evil. The spirit's probably just messing with her right now.
Yeah, that could be, especially with just the minor things that have happened. Now, whether she was forced to break her foot, that seems like it's just, that might be a coincidence.
She was forced to break her foot?
I don't know. she didn't really say she felt shoved down the stairs or anything. Vicky Grimes posted a GIF. Feel like this would be the case for the Winchesters.
Either that.
Supernatural.
It's like, Janie, are you hitting the bottle? Are you drinking a little bit? Because,
stop it! We're not,
you know,
no.
Falling down the stairs,
we're
breaking your ankle.
We're not discrediting her character.
Misplacing your keys. Like, oh, I thought I put my keys on the counter. They're actually on the table.
But she always does it on the counter. That's like habit for her. And then, yeah, and it struck her that they're on the table then. That's weird.
All right, so let us know your thoughts, especially if you have had something similar happen to you and the story behind the cursed object that you brought into your life in your house. All right, we'd love to hear that.
I haven't found anybody that says, yeah, sure, keep wearing it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, get rid of it.
I think the obvious answer is just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like let's start by just getting rid of the necklace and see if everything clears up. If it does, then you know what? No harm, no foul. Let's go.
And maybe sage the house. Maybe.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear your, because Janie can't be the only one who has thought she's brought something mysterious into the house because of something she purchased.
Well, and I'll tell you what, to be honest, every single year we went out to Waverly, I thought I was bringing somebody home with me too.
Do you have a story as to why?
No, I don't, but because we always said the little prayer, like, you know, this is your home, you stay here. Thanks so much for letting me visit. Bye-bye.
Okay,
we,
yeah,
we were supposed
true.
To say, I said that. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, 502-795-1997. Horror week here on the show. Janie thinks she's got some bad juju, and it might be due to this purchase of a locket that she had at a antique sale or antique store thrifting. It was an old locket, had a picture of a beautiful woman in it from what looks like the 20s. So some bad stuff has been happening. Not like evil stuff, just some odd things have been happening. She's like, yeah. Is this a thing? Does this happen?
Yeah, she's only noticed it since she got this locket. So she's like, could it be because of this locket?
Listen, I suggested just, first of all, take the photo at least out of the locket. Maybe, you know, burn it in a sort of a ceremonial way and go, from ashes to which you came.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Jennifer, what's your thought?
Okay, so, Ben, do not take the picture out of the locket and burn it. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me right now?
Listen, I am a professional when it comes to giving bad advice. So
yes.
Let's just let it roll.
Not an expert in this realm.
I would wear the locket. I would keep it just because we are weird. We have a mirror in the house that is a haunted mirror. You walk Ooh. Past it, it bangs against the wall.
What?
Sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Does it give you compliments when you're looking in it? I'd like that.
Gosh, no.
Dang.
Yeah, it does not give me compliments. We have a house guardian in a piece of art that we bought that protects our house.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
So, wait, you're telling me you have good and bad spirits in objects in your house?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
But you don't suggest burning the photo.
Oh, heck no.
That'd be insulting to her.
Yes,
right? That would be, and I'm talking about the lady in the picture.
Yes. And you want to, you think about things are happening now. It's just kind of weird, benign, moving the keys, kind of clock falls off the wall.
Yeah.
It would be more than benign.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Hey there, Maddie. So what do you have that you've brought into your house?
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say, I need to know where Jennifer lives so that I never, ever, ever visit her, because that is really scary.
Right? Right? A haunted mirror? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I need to hear more about that story.
So several years ago, my husband and I lived in a little one-bedroom apartment. We mm-hmm. had a baby. And it was a little one bedroom, so she slept in our room. And one day, her little music box and her bassinet started playing. She had a little, like a little pillow music box in her bassinet, and it started playing by itself.
Oh.
And then another time, he would always go outside to, he smoked, so he would go outside to smoke,
mm-hmm.
and he saw the lights go off, and he was like, oh, the power must have tripped off or something, and he came back inside, and the power wasn't off, and the light switch was actually down, and he was alone, like, there wasn't anybody else in the house, so it wasn't a power surge or power trip or anything, the light
switch turned out the lights?
Right.
Okay.
And then the other time, and I'll get to the point where it was the item or whatever.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
The last time when I finally was like, okay, something is really going on. I was in our bedroom and he had gone outside to smoke again, and he came back in and he was like, why were you looking at me through the blind?
Oh gosh.
And I said, I wasn't. And mm-hmm. he said, you weren't just standing at the window opening the blinds and looking at me? And I said, no,
mm-hmm.
I was in bed. And mm-hmm. he was like, we need to get out of here. So when we were moving, I found a piece of, like, he went to Waverly Hills
uh-huh.
on a tour, uh-huh. and he took a little souvenir of the building. It was like a piece of brick or a piece of rock or something
that
had chipped off the wall in the building. I kid you not. And so I'm like, we are not, I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know how much I believe in all of that, but I'm like,
that's staying
I
here.
Cannot chance it. That's
yep,
not
we're not taking that. Oh my gosh,
Maddie, that is crazy. Maybe that. Maybe the spirit was upset at your husband for smoking all the time and was just like, cut it out.
I know. I'm with the spirit on that one.
All right. Well, Maddie, that's crazy.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You too. See ya.
Okay, so we are agreeing that Janie needs to get rid of the locket. We don't burn it. We just maybe we sage the house and the locket, take the locket back to the antique store. Don't know if they take returns.
Megan?
Yeah, Ben, I'm with you. Please get rid of at least the picture.
Yeah, who wears a locket with the photo of the person still in it?
She thought it was cool looking. It looked old, I mean, and it was an antique. She thought it was cool.
I'm not faulting her for that. Take it out. Do some genealogy or something. Try to find out who the lady is. Return it to her family. Keep the locket. I mean, and then if the stuff keeps happening, get rid of it. What'd you pay for it? $20?
Yeah, at most,
yeah,
maybe.
Mean, I'm thinking it was probably part of like an estate sale, ended up in the antique store that way.
Yeah. And then, you know, if the stuff keeps happening, there are plenty of paranormal societies out there who will come and do a little bit of investigating.
Yeah, glad
yes,
we do that.
Run
sure.
a little EF
I'm sure we'd all like to see that episode on the Discovery Channel.
Yes. Right.
Megan, hey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Yep. All right, so we're just like, are we getting rid of the entire locket or are we?
Yes, we're getting rid of the entire locket. I don't think it's just the picture. I think it's the entire locket. We either take it back to the antique store
no.
or we take it to the thrift store, something.
Or you
we
do
get it
what
out of the
Brandy,
house, we stage the house.
Or you do what Brandy says on text message and says, give the locket to someone you don't really like. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Problem solved.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Janie, for reaching out to us. Good luck. That is group therapy.
Well.